Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And this is our segment that is known as the State House Report. Of course, we've tweaked it a little bit. And it's now where we kind of have different lawmakers from Beacon Hill who will join us on a weekly basis. I try to do my best to make sure that when the R and the D are best represented, or at least we try to have like a good little balance every other week. We have joining us a gentleman who is, he represents the 12th Plymouth District. He is none other than State Representative Tom Coulter. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm great, Kevin. How are you?
We are doing pretty good. Kind of give us, folks who don't know, what makes up the 12th Plymouth District?
Well, I represent all or parts of six towns. I have all of Kingston, all of Plimpton and Halifax. I have a part of Middleborough, part of Duxbury, and all of Plimpton.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in three precincts in Plymouth.
Okay. What I have to ask you is what's the latest that's going on up on Beacon Hill that you can share with us, whether it's it's something in regards to trying to hopefully put together an FY 2014 budget that the governor will finally sign, or maybe something that's going on in your district?
Well, we now have a budget that's been passed into law. Of the 7 years I've served on Beacon Hill, this was the toughest of budgets to pass. For different reasons than in the past. In the past, there were very scarce revenues, and where we made cuts was a matter of real discourse. And this year, our revenues were somewhat recovering, but unfortunately, the governor and the legislature had two different views as to not only how to use the revenues that were in surplus this year, but anticipated revenues from future years. And as it was well documented, the governor had a very massive plan for transportation, not only for repairing and upgrading our current transportation system, but expanding it significantly. And many of us in the legislature, myself included, felt that our recovery was still so fragile that although we have a responsibility to rebuild and maintain and repair our current infrastructure, at least my district was telling me that they didn't have much of an appetite for expanding that transportation system beyond its current footprint. So the real difficulty in this year's debate was over transportation. There was universal support among Democrats and Republicans alike that the system is broken. There are bridges that are structurally deficient. There are roads that were broken. People don't have to spend too much time outside of their home to realize all of that's true. And all of us felt an obligation to repair it and to pay as we go, not leverage the future. But there were those of us, again, who felt that we couldn't go beyond what our obligations and responsibilities are and invest in a future when our recovery is still ever so fragile.
Would you be indirectly talking about the gas tax? Is that what you're saying? Or are you saying as far as a plan that was going to be so big as between $500 and $800 million in new taxes that the governor was proposing in that transportation bill?
Well, the governor's plan was $1.9 billion in new taxes.
Right.
That had to do with really a major overhaul of the tax code. Changing the sales tax, changing the income tax. And with all due respect to the governor, my view was, and I think it was shared by the vast majority in the House and Senate, is that that plan was dead on arrival. Our responsibility is to stay very close to the people in the district and understand what their will and what their plans and what their fears for the future are. And that plan did not resonate with many people at all. Our plan was one that raised less than a third of that, $500 million. And it's geared really towards repair and maintenance. It has a lot to do with safety. We still have bridges in this state that are structurally broken that we should not be driving over. And I find that deplorable. I find it unacceptable. And although I'm a very fiscal conservative individual and have voted against the sales tax in the past, I've been speaking for a year in front of the most conservative groups in my district and outside my district, that we have an obligation, a responsibility to fix those roads and bridges. If there's one function of government that everybody agrees on, is to maintain a common infrastructure and a safe common infrastructure. And so we had to find a way to pay for that. And so I supported two key elements of the tax package. I supported the gas tax, which the 3 cents a gallon will cost the average rider between $18 and $30 a year. And I supported the cigarette tax. I voted by way of amendment against the increase to the tax on software, just because I believe that it would roll back all of the great gains we've made in economic development in that high-tech growth industry. But at the end of the day, we got an up and down vote on the whole tax package. And our bill is about $530 billion. It's like that, $530 million, modest in comparison to what the governor was looking for. And it's geared towards maintenance and repair and reconstruction of broken roads and bridges and some other transportation-related items that are very, very important. And it's a real responsibility of government.
We are actually coming up in a few moments. We will be talking about, we have a roundtable discussion talking about that tech tax and how it's going to affect folks. Because from what I've understood in the number of conversations that I've had with similar lawmakers like yourself is that they were still trying to figure out what the heck the computer services tax was going to affect. We are gonna talk about that in a couple of minutes coming up at around 6:30. But again, if folks who are just tuning in, we are speaking with the state representative, Tom Coulter. What do you have going on in your district? Anything that you want to share or talk about for a couple of moments?
Well, we have a lot going on. I have a very active district going from Plymouth over to Middleborough. And this is the time of year, now that we've finished the budget, where my obligation is to be in the district and to be listening to groups about what's important to them that we've already done and what's important to them as we move forward. And so whether it's a construction project, the Middleborough Rotary, or the completion of the Kingston Elm Street Bridge, whether it's economic development, whether it's the cleanup of Monpont Pond, we've got a lot going on, and there's a lot of interaction between the local community and the state government. And I often find myself acting as the liaison between the two. One thing I believe very strongly in is that government is not here to tie you up or keep you down. Government is here to serve. And so when the local communities that I represent, the six local communities that I represent, interact with state government, it's my responsibility to make sure that that relationship is fluid and that it's working effectively, and that state government is responsive to the local government. And we have a pretty well-established and constructive working relationship now. So this is the time of year where all of us legislators need to be out in the district to understand in great detail what our local communities need and what they're looking for.
What would you say is some of the things that you're going to be working on in the coming weeks in regards to, do you get any bills that you got that you're going to look forward to putting forth next year, or do you have anything that you're working on currently?
Thank you for asking, Kevin. I've filed 12 pieces of legislation, and there are three. They're all important to me, but there are three that are real priorities, and just a word on each one. The first piece of legislation, and it's almost embarrassing to have to file it, has to do with pay parity for women. Although Massachusetts has the most educated female workforce in the country, we're 37th in terms of pay parity. We pay women about 77% of what we pay men for comparable jobs. So although President Kennedy signed the Equal Pay Act back in 1963, Massachusetts is not upholding the law. And the reason is that the Massachusetts Supreme Court denied a claim for pay parity because we could not adequately describe the term comparable work. So my piece of legislation attempts to do that. And so throughout the months of August and September, we've done monthly columns in the Old Colony, OCM. We're going to conduct public forums, and we're doing PAC TV on that first legislative initiative. The second one has to do with special education funding. And the third has to do with a funding model that would put in-school resource officers back at elementary school and high school. We have a major problem in southeastern Massachusetts with drugs. and no one seems to want to talk about it, whether it's synthetic drugs, prescription drugs, or street drugs. Drugs are finding their ways into schools. They're finding their way into the culture of our youth, and it's very, very important that we get in-school resource officers back into the schools to work with our kids, not to police them per se, but to work with them, to have a resource, to have a friend, to have somebody that can get out in front of a problem instead of having to respond to a problem that's already occurred. So those three pieces of legislation, pay parity for women, special education funding model for our special needs children, and an in-school resource officer funding model for our schools are three of my top priorities. And again, I've written monthly columns in the OCMs that go across my district on those three issues. I'm conducting public forums, and I'm doing PAC TV issues of the day segments with experts in each area so that people can understand what the legislation is about, and I can build some sort of momentum. So we could, when we go back into session in September, I'm able to reach out to my colleagues, get their support, and hopefully get these issues to the House floor for a meaningful debate in the very near future.
He is Mr. Tom Coulter, a state rep for the 12th Plymouth District. If folks want to get in touch with you, or they have a comment or concern on any law legislation that's being presented, or if maybe they might want to support something that you had talked about today, how can they do that?
One of two ways. They can either call me up my website, www.tomcoulter.com, or they can call my district office. I maintain and pay for a district office in Forest Park in Plymouth. That number is 508-732-0033, or they can write me an email, pjcoulter@aol.com.
We will step aside here on Monday Night Talk. When we come back, we're going to have a bit of a roundtable discussion about the computer services tax that has, I believe, has been signed into law. When we come back on the other side here on Monday Night Talk.